Welcome to the Core Women Podcast, the place for women entrepreneurs, authors, and self-starters looking to build community and gain valuable insights through expert interviews with women at the top of their game. Join your host, podcaster, producer, expert coach, entrepreneur, and author, Dr. Summer Watson, as she aims to inspire and empower you through these candid conversations. Lean in and embrace the journey. It's time to start the show. Here's your host, Dr. Summer Watson.
Welcome to the Core Women Podcast. It is with such appreciation and sincere gratitude that I celebrate this incredible milestone of 300 episodes of the Core Women Podcast with you. The Core Women Podcast isn't just about sharing stories. It's about celebrating diverse experiences that make up the personal and professional journeys of women everywhere. From capturing experiences of triumph and tenacity to moments of faith, creativity, joy, hope, resiliency, and more, we've covered a lot of ground. But here's where it gets even more exciting. For this monumental 300th episode, I'm shaking things up in the best way possible. For the very first time, I will be featuring an incredible lineup of men who are true allies to women in every sense of the word. These are the men who don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk. They're the ones who advocate for gender equality, who amplify women's voices even when they're not in the room, who have raised extraordinary daughters, and who stand shoulder to shoulder with women in unwavering support. And guess what? Thanks to your incredible support, the Core Women Podcast is now ranked in the top 3% of all podcasts globally. I couldn't have done it without each and every one of you. So as I gear up for this landmark episode, I want to extend my deepest gratitude to all of you who have helped make this journey possible. Please share this episode and this podcast with your family and friends. Follow the Core Women Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Now, let's jump right into this. As we do, I will introduce you to all of my incredible guests for this 300th Core Women Podcast episode. Hello, everyone. I'd like to introduce you to my first guest, Laron L. Barton, writer, TEDx speaker, essayist, and author of the books Straight Dope, A 360-Degree Look into American Drug Culture, and All We Really Need Is Love, Stories of Dating, Relationships, Heartbreak, and Marriage. In addition to his books, Laron is an essayist whose topics cover racism, mass incarceration, politics, gender, and dating. These works have appeared in periodicals such as Black Enterprise, Salon, Harvard Business Review, and several others. Laron is an international speaker, and you can learn more about him at www.laronbarton.com or follow him on LinkedIn and Instagram. Today, Laron talks about how he fights gender inequality. Laron, take it away.
One of the ways that I try to fight gender inequality is by giving women platforms. I'm always trying to introduce women to different opportunities, whether to be on podcasts, to speak on stages, to write for different publications. I think that as a man, I have access to different avenues that women may not have. And I'm not for gatekeeping. So I'm all about, hey, if I can do this, you know, I know somebody great that you may want to meet, and let's see if they can also, you know, write or speak here or be interviewed here. Because here's the thing. We all need to be represented. We all need to be at the table. And so that means that we all need to have access. And that's one of the ways that I practice that. I'm big on lifting people up. And I'm also big on giving people the microphone, giving people the space, because I can't speak for women.
My next guest is Brian Kelly. the CEO and founder at Human Factors Consulting, LLC. He is a visionary connector, strategist, belief igniter, and human development specialist. Brian is committed to humanizing leadership, relationships, and workplaces by creating the conditions for people to thrive so your business can too. You can connect with Brian Kelly by going to www.humanfactorsconsulting.net or by following him on LinkedIn and on Instagram at bold5bu. Today, Brian is speaking on who inspired him to be an ally for women. Take it away, Brian.
What inspired me to be an ally for women, first and foremost, was my mother. As the first example of a strong leader in my life, my mother embodied the human factors that accelerate better performance, healthier relationships, and greater fulfillment. My mom remains the greatest example of the power of caring leadership I have ever known. While prior generations have held different perspectives on gender roles, I see gender as part of our human uniqueness, not as a value or class indicator. I have chosen to be an ally for women because gender equality is a human responsibility, one that men and women must own together. Every human being has value, regardless of whether some are unable or unwilling to see it. Gender bias, or bias of any kind, remains the greatest impediment to being and creating better together. I have noticed that what most often empowers better or inhibits growth is the healthiness of your relationship with human factors, such as fear, control, judgment, vulnerability, empathy, and so many more. My hope is that through my work, lived values, and allyship, together we can remove the gender qualifiers that devalue the capabilities, contributions, and impact women have on our families, communities, and businesses to ignite belief, encouragement, and better in all aspects of our lives. Join me in proudly celebrating women for their unique brilliance, vital contributions, and significant impact on our lives and businesses. In doing so, we strengthen the foundation for being and creating better together.
I'd like to welcome my next guest, Perry Dr. Octopus Knoppert. He is a beacon of resilience and innovation, is the pioneering spirit behind the Octopus movement, championing the transformative powers of non-linear thinking to address global challenges. To learn more about Perry, you can go to www.theoctopusmovement.org, as well as www.perrynoppert.art. You can also follow Perry on LinkedIn and Facebook. And today, Perry will be addressing how he engages other men about gender equality. Let's jump right into this. And welcome, Perry.
How do you engage other men in conversations about gender equality and encourage them to become allies as well? Well, this is, of course, for me, a very non-linear topic where I think that maybe this is a problem of linear, non-linear thinking. Maybe a lot of men are very linear in their thinking and they are so afraid to go into their own mental state of mind. So they don't like chaos. They don't like the unexpected. They don't like innovation. Whereas women are so fascinating. They're nonlinear thinkers, so much better. They combine everything. They see everything. And men are so afraid of that because in order to embrace that fully, then they need to understand their own mental state as well. And oh dear, that is difficult. So how do I engage other men in conversation about gender equality? I engage other men in equality within nonlinear thinking. Everything is possible. The beauty between thoughts. Stop being so linear, it doesn't bring you anywhere.
My next guest is Oleg Lougheed. He is a human connection amplifier, founder of Moments Worth Remembering, TEDx speaker, entrepreneur. He was also orphaned at 9 years old in Russia, adopted, and created a thriving life in the United States. You can learn more about Oleg at www.overcomingodds.today, as well as www.momentsworthremembering.com. And you can also follow him on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Today, Oleg will speak on what inspires him to be an ally for women. Take it away, Oleg.
Hey there. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Oleg Lougheed, and I'm the founder of an organization called Moments Worth Remembering. Summer had recently asked me a question, and it was, what makes you an ally for the woman in your life, or what inspires you to be an ally for the woman in your life? And the more that I thought about that question, the more that I began to realize the different women in my life who have had a profound difference and impact on the person that I am today. Now, many of them have become my second, third, fourth moms, aunts, teachers, mentors, and other roles that have truly shaped me into the person that I am, into the way that I think, and into the way that I show up, not only for myself, but for those that are around me. So as I think about this question, as I think about the work that people like Summer create in this world to really help empower others to understand and live their own stories, their own potential, I can't help but acknowledge and celebrate all of the different women who have not only impacted my life, but also continue to impact the lives of many.
I'd like to introduce my next guest, Simon Parsons. He is a sales and marketing expert and a 9-times President's Club qualifier in sales for a Fortune 500 company. He is also a podcaster, small business consultant, and a real estate investor. Most importantly, he is a father of 2 beautiful girls and a supporter of women. You can learn more about Simon at www.simonparsons.com, and you can follow him on LinkedIn, Facebook, and on Instagram. Today, he's going to talk about his views on gender equality and women. Simon, take it away.
So for me in life, I feel like I've always had a lens where I see other human beings as other human beings. I simply have not put people into buckets or put labels on them or have a lot of judgment. But what I started to notice as I grew up, I would hear about women not being treated equally. I hear so many stories and read about them in the history books, and I just couldn't imagine that. And I thought that stuff was pretty much in the past because I've never witnessed it firsthand. But then when I started getting into the workforce, I started to hear stories about this, but it was still a different world than what I had lived. I work for a $2 billion sales organization, and all of my best leaders, the leaders of the company, have been female, as well as some of the top sales reps are female, much more than the men there. And I've always been completely okay with that. And I also have 2 beautiful daughters that I can't imagine them not being highly successful. So I feel like my lens is just a little bit different that I see the world in compared to most men. But when I started to realize how outside of my sales organization, so many women are held back when it comes to climbing the corporate ladder into, you know, positions that they want to be in, I realized that there's a big reason why that is. And it's because there's a lot of males who are lacking confidence, right? So for me, the reason why I don't have a problem with it and why I support it is because I don't feel threatened. I feel inspired by other women. My favorite entrepreneur is female. Some of the best people I look up to and work with in my sales organization are female. And I have my 2 beautiful daughters and my amazing wife. So why would I not support them? But my message to other guys is, what are you fearing? What are you afraid of? What is it inside of you that you're insecure about? Because if you were confident, then I think you would support women on a higher level.
I'd now like to introduce my next guest, Steve Ramona, who is a speaker, podcaster, and TV show host. Steve discovered networking was the real deal at a very young age. He is on a mission to teach the world how to network correctly. His passion for the law of increase is his secret sauce. Podcasting now is the new way to network and build an incredible inner circle. To connect with Steve, go to www.podcasting.com. servinginbusinesspodcast.com and follow Steve on LinkedIn. Today, Steve talks about women and business. Lean in and take a listen.
Women in business, I feel, is such a powerful opportunity for men and for everybody. I've met a number of women on my podcast, have been guests, have done some incredible things in business and really run some top businesses. And it's interesting to learn that their emotions and what their passions are come out really with a lot of power, and they connect with people so well. I share my podcast with other men, especially very highly successful men, to give them the opportunity to see what is out there when women run businesses or are business people that really make a difference. They're also great servant hearts. And women in business just do great things because they come from the heart. Love is a part of their business, which I think we need to look at as business owners, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and be able to connect with people like a woman in business. I love to have women in business. I would hire women to run my business because I see the power of what they can do and what's able to come about with their ability to do this. And personally, my wife is one of them who just brings so much energy and emotion and love to my life that how can you complain but just love it?
My next guest is Jacob Roig. He is a master pricing and business mindset coach passionate about empowering business owners to achieve greater revenue, growth, profits, and personal freedom. You can follow Jacob Roig on LinkedIn. Today, Jacob talks about women and business. Take a listen.
Summer, congratulations on your 300th show. That's an amazing accomplishment. I cheer you on, and I'm so honored to be a part of this. The question I'm going to respond to is what inspired me to be an advocate for women? And it's seeing the strength of women in the face of so much adversity at times. There's adversity in finding your role, your lane. There's all these things that have been overcome, which is gender differences, the male domination mindset, and some people that still try to hang on to it, the harassment in the forms of degradation or sexual. I've seen both. My wife has experienced it. I've seen the strength that it took to stand up and to speak out and not just absorb it and sweep it under the rug. That takes so much strength, and we need more of that, unfortunately, because it still happens today. So I'm a strong advocate for women. And I also, in my married household, there was my wife, two daughters, and a female dog. I was the only male. So I learned my position and my lane quickly. All that little fun aside, there's a lot of truth into that. And the more that we can do as men to stand up, to stand side by side, or to stand behind and support the women in our life and the women that we see out there, the better this world is becoming. And so I'm grateful for this. I support women wholeheartedly, and I know the best is yet to come. Thank you.
My next guest is Thomas Loxley Rosenberg. He is the founder and principal at Regenerate Coaching. As a somatic coach, he is passionate about cultivating connection, guiding his clients to reconnect with themselves so they can more easily connect with each other and their teams. He works primarily with executives in mid-sized companies of 200 to 2,000 employees who struggle with leadership impact, team building, low morale, and stress. You can learn more about Thomas at regenerate.coach and follow him on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. Today, Thomas talks about his view of equality due to what he saw and experienced around him and how he has cultivated a new path, for himself. Take a listen.
Hi, Summer. I am so happy to be here today and celebrating your 300th episode. For me, I really believe that there is a lot to be said for the environment, the family culture, and our family of origin that we grow up in. And for me, that was certainly the case. In my family, particularly on my dad's side, there are typically 12 to 14 years of age difference between husbands and wives. And so there are almost 14 years age difference between my parents, and growing up, I just observed how, I mean, on the one hand, there was love, but on the other hand, there was also this challenge of where things were rubbing against people's own growth. And sometimes I felt like there was a bit of a Pygmalion experiment going on. And that really hindered what I saw between my mom and my dad, just a real challenge, a real conflict, because I felt like my dad was demanding a certain way of being and my mom, that isn't her way of being. So I really became aware of this is something that's not okay and something that needs to be changed in my intimate relationships going forward. And I felt that from a very early age. The other thing too is that for me as a teen going through puberty and my adolescence, my mom worked really hard to make sure that I was aware of how I was showing up, how that was coming across, particularly to women around me. And so that really sensitized me. And, you know, as I moved into my 20s, I found myself unable or unwilling, perhaps is a better word, to date people my age. I was always dating people who were older because I felt more comfortable with them. And also, perhaps there was a subconscious fear around repeating a Pygmalion type of scenario in an intimate relationship. And so I always sought out women, intimate partners, who were much more sure of themselves from the get-go. And that was actually something that always appealed to me. And I certainly found that in my life partner.
My next guest is Dan Smolin, who is the executive producer and show host of What's Your Work Fit? He helps career professionals make work and workplace decisions that result in better and more satisfying professional experiences and outcomes. Dan lives and works in the Northern Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C. You can learn more about Dan by going to dansmolin.blueberry.net, and you can follow him on LinkedIn. Today, Dan talks about women and business. Take a listen.
The best boss that I ever had was a woman. Victoria led a national sales team selling high-end marketing services. She commanded every room she entered and impressed with knowledge, but also with her deep preparation. I learned from watching her in the boardroom in front of client prospects that women are as good as, but often better than, men in senior executive roles. I believe women are better listeners. More often than not, they are process-oriented, so the quality of the work that they do and that they manage is superior. After working for Victoria, I worked alongside her as her partner, launching her executive recruitment company. That company became the fastest-growing executive search brand for marketing services in the United States. As I often say of my friend Victoria, with her I earned a lot. But most of all, I learned a lot. And what I learned is that women can do anything that they set out to do. Full stop.
My next guest is Martin Stark, who is the Courage Champion, two-time LinkedIn Top Voice, entrepreneur, and founder and CEO of the World Gay Boxing Championships. Martin is a leading inspirational speaker who advises on making an impact and achieving business success on LinkedIn. A trailblazer who encourages people, teams, and organizations to employ courage as a habit. He has been featured on CNN, The Guardian, BBC World, ABC, and SBS News. You can learn more about Martin by going to www.martinstark.co, his YouTube station at The Courage Champion, and by following him on LinkedIn. Today, Martin talks about what inspires him to be an ally to women. Lean in and check it out.
What inspired me to be an ally to women is simple. It's the right thing to do. As a gay man, I have been supported all my life by women. They have been outstanding allies to the LGBTQ+ community, joining in the fight for equality. equality is treating everybody the same. That's why I am an ally to women. I stand for integrity. I stand for courage. I stand for common values of respect, courtesy, dignity, and again, equality. That's why I'm an ally to women. And I encourage you to do the same and make sure everybody has the same opportunities in life. Cheers.
I'd like to welcome my next guest, Tony Taylor, who is a Marine veteran, is the esteemed host of Leaders Lead, a top global 3% podcast. As the visionary behind SpeakerUniversity.org, he passionately empowers emerging solopreneurs such as speakers, coaches, and authors, guiding them to harness the power of their brand's messaging through impactful storytelling on stage and in podcasts. You can follow Tony on LinkedIn at Tony Taylor and Public Speaking Help, and on Facebook at Tony Taylor Inspires. Take a listen to Tony as he talks about what has inspired him to be an ally to women.
Hey, this is Tony Taylor, and I am super excited to be on the 300th edition of the Core Women's Podcast. I've been waiting on my invite for a very long time. But Summer, I want to tell you, congratulations. 300 episodes is no small feat. Most people don't make it to 11, and here you are at 300. That is a testament to your faith, to your will, to your courage, to your commitment to your listeners. So I want to tell you, thank you. Thank you also for being an inspiration to me. You asked me what inspired me to become an ally for women. And I thought long and hard on this subject. I don't remember when I didn't have an allyship for women, just like the famous words of the poet Tupac Shakur. I got my name from a woman. I got my game from a woman. I was created by a woman. I grew up in a strong woman-led household, a strong woman-led family. I grew up seeing these women, just like yourself, fight through so many different battles in their life and still come out on top. So many women defeating and overcoming the odds that were placed before them. So I had this really, really strong resonance with the women in my life. And I grew up, and I remember when I got into the military, and this also was in the corporate world, where I didn't see such a high regard for women. I saw women being marginalized just because they were women. And it was the complete opposite on what I had seen growing up. And so I made a pledge to be an ally for women at all costs. So with that being said, Summer, thank you for having me on your show. And congratulations, because I know you're going to do 300 more. I'll see you later. Bye.
I would now like to welcome my guest, Roz Vashish. He has 15 years of expertise in people management and the leadership arena. He has guided over 10,000 individuals in their career paths and collaborated with upwards of 1,000 companies. His philosophy centers on fostering positive recruitment practices and nurturing strong client relationships. Outside of work, he enjoys activities like fitness, yoga, meditation, and traveling. His mission and vision is to empower young people around the world. Learn more about Raj by going to www.adriana.com and by following him on LinkedIn and Instagram. Lean in and listen to what inspired Raj to be an ally to women.
My mom and Isadora Duncan, the famous ballet dancer in the 18th century, they shaped my career. They guided me. I have seen in my mother's journey and the situation, tough situation, she handled very nicely, very calm way. And when I read Isadora Duncan's autobiography, then I realize how to struggle, how to lead life, how women is so powerful and sensitive leadership from women's side. So this is very, very important for me in my life because I always love softness, kindness, and humble way to handle the situation. And your show always inspires me, guiding me. You are handling very nicely. You are guiding me very nicely. So that is very important. And thank you so much. You are in my journey. You are doing an incredible job, Summer.
I would now like to introduce you to my next guest, Jeff Wolliner. He is the founder of The Daily Stuffing, a satire publication dedicated to raising consciousness through humor and irreverence. He's the author of 6 books, including his latest release, The Path to Perfectia. He is a native of New York City, but he currently lives in the D.C. metro area and still misses the New York City bagels. You can learn more about Jeff by going to www.thedailystuffing.com and by following him on LinkedIn and Instagram. Take a listen as Jeff talks about why he is an ally for women.
Why do I consider myself an ally for women? Simple. Because women are 51% of the population, and getting on the good side of 51% of the population is really, really good for business. Besides that, I love women. I've always loved women. I have admired women, and I have looked up to women, and I still do, and I always will. Fact of the matter is, like all of you, I came from a woman. My mother is a remarkable human being, as is my wife, as are most of my best friends. And what I've seen from women, frankly, blows my mind. The strength, the character, the grace, the brilliance, the innovation, the straight talk, the ability to be their most authentic selves in a world that tells them to sit down, shut up, and go in the corner. And we're talking every society. Every society, women have to deal with that on some level, and it has to stop. Its day has come and gone. We need to move into a new tomorrow where men stand next to women and behind women and say, I got you. I see you and I got you. I believe in your dreams. I believe in your aspirations. I believe in your goals. I believe in your vision. And I will stand by you, behind you, and with you to make those dreams, goals, visions, and aspirations happen. Because friends, when women can realize themselves fully, what a world we're going to have. Truly, what a world we're going to have. Let's make it happen.
My final fabulous guest is Frank Zaccari. He is the co-founder of Trust the Process Book Marketing. He has published 13 consecutive best-selling and 5 award-winning books. He is also a contributor to Biz Catalyst 360, an NAMCA certified speaker, a 5-time best-selling and 2-time award-winning author, and a U.S. Air Force veteran. To learn more about Frank, go to www.frankzaccari.com. You can also follow Frank on LinkedIn and Instagram. Lean in and take a listen to what inspires Frank to be an ally for women.
I was asked, Frank, what inspired you to become an ally for women? And that was a fairly simple question for me. I am a single father and of 2 daughters. They're now adults, but I had became custodial parent when they were young. As such, I had to be a full-time father and had to immerse myself in the issues facing young girls and then ultimately young women. And it was something that I saw. There was definitely a lot of inequities, particularly around young girls and women. They didn't have the same advantages that boys did in grade school. They couldn't be involved in certain things. Now, it's better than it used to be, but it still was the case. They still get paid less. They still have to go on job interviews and are treated differently because part of it, the interview is their appearance and the way they look as opposed to just their skills and talents. And that bugs the hell out of me. The fact that when they go out for a job, they're paid less than men. Still, to this day, which is still absolutely positively wrong. When they go on a business meeting and they're traveling with male companions, sometimes these guys think that it's fair game to hit on them, which again is ridiculous. I think the best thing in raising daughters by myself was I had to learn several things. Number one, you can't fix the problem. Number one, if the issues that they're having, they have to process and you have to allow them to process what it is that they're doing. Number two, you have to listen, and you have to listen deeply to what it is that they're saying. Number three, you have to validate feelings. Women aren't looking for you to solve their problems. They just want you to listen and validate their feelings. My daughters are now adults, and they're still facing a number of challenges in the workplace and in the business world. So that's why I became such an advocate and an ally for women, is I just saw injustices being done to my children, and that's not going to happen. And then I just extended that, and I deal with a lot of women professionally. I've hired many of them. I interact with many of them professionally, and I think that women bring a perspective to the world that is way different than a man could ever do, and that having women in organizations brings that extra set of values and mindsets and thinking.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Summer Watson of the Core Women Podcast. I want to take a moment to thank all of the listeners. I want to thank you for taking time every week to share in this experience with me and my guests. It is so appreciated that you take the opportunity to listen and to share this podcast with your friends and your family. I also want to thank all of my guests today that are on this 300th podcast episode, as well as all of my guests previous to this episode. Thank you so much for sharing your journey, your expertise, your wisdom, your insight with me and others. Let's continue to lift each other up, to be allies for one another, and to ensure that every voice, regardless of gender, has the chance to be heard. Thank you for being a part of the Core Women Podcast community, to all of the listeners and all of my guests. Here's to another 300 episodes and beyond. Have an amazing day.
Thank you for joining us on the Core Women Podcast with Dr. Summer Watson. We're so glad you're here and would love to connect more with you. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Core Women, and on Twitter at Core Women 1. For more about Core Women and Dr. Watson, visit corewomen.com. Want more support and resources for amazing women like you? Great! Join Dr. Watson and Jen Fontanilla at the Life, Love, and Money Collective, a Core Women production that aids in understanding the key traits that might be getting in the way of living a life that you are absolutely passionate about. Connect with Summer and Jen and find out more at thelifeloveandmoney.com.